season to date as awesome. What word would you use to describe your season so far?
Our season as a team?
No, yours individually.
I think it's pretty good. You know, I still think a lot of things could be, a lot better. But I mean, it's been great up to this point. You know, we still got a lot of football to be played. So gonna keep on taking it one day at a time and see what we can get.
Why do you think your game has evolved so much this season from last season? You're already past your numbers of last season.
I mean, I got great teammates around me. I got a great coach with Richard Smith. You know. He's on me every day. It's always something that I can work on. And I think, the way he stays on me, the way we work to, try to get better, I think it really shows on the field. And, this offseason, one of the things I wanted to get better at was, I wanted to stop committing, so many mental errors. And I think I've taken steps in that direction.
When you hear your name in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year, what does that mean?
I mean, it's great. Of course, I want to, accomplish, something as great as that, but it's one of those things. If I get this year, God willing that I have more chances in the future to get it. It's a big deal, but it's not as big a deal as the type of team that we have and the type of things that we can accomplish as a team this year. You don't get teams like this, you don't get teams like this, period. And we just want to take advantage, of the type of team that we have, the type of people that we have here this year, and see how far we can get.
Well, an 8-game winning streak to make it 9, you've got to beat Baltimore in Baltimore. What kind of a challenge will that be for you guys?
I mean, it's a great challenge. They're a great team. And I think we're up for the challenge. This is the type of team that we're going to have to play in the playoffs. This is the type of team that has been very successful in the past. They lost. I mean, they missed out on their Super Bowl trip last year by 3 points. Missed the field goal, and a guy even dropped a touchdown. The play before that. So, they should have been in the Super Bowl last year, and they're definitely contenders this year. And this is the type of team that we have to play and engage ourselves. And see what type of team we are.
Growing up, was Ray Lewis one of those players you admired and tried to model yourself after?
I mean, growing up, and still to this day, I admire, the type of guy that Ray Lewis is on and off the field, the type of things that he stands for, and for him to, fight off this injury and be back in time, to play this season. I mean, that's just, that just speaks on the type of guy that he is, the type of work that he has. And, Ray Lewis, he's one of the greats. And, I looked up to him when I was younger. I still look up to him now.
Have you had a chance to meet him, talk to him?
Yeah, I got a chance to meet him in a Pro Bowl. And, I talked to him, texted back and forth, when I was coming out of college. We got the same agent, so, we've been around. I've had the opportunity, the blessing, just to be in his presence and, talk to him and, pick his mind a little bit. So, that's great.
What kind of advice did he give you before the draft or anything?
I mean, I really didn't, ask him for advice. I just talked. That's all I really wanted to do, get his, opinion on what's going on, with him and his life right now, how he approaches the game, film. Just the way he prepares the games and stuff. We just talked. It really wasn't, advice or anything like that. It was just talking. And I think last year the Pro Bowl was really a great opportunity for me, to be on in the same field with him, just to play with him. Because chances are, we won't be on the same team. But to be on the same team in a Pro Bowl, that was great. I always remember that for the rest of my life.
Did you get a chance to send Manziel a message?
No, I haven't. But I'm definitely gonna give him a phone call. I don't think a text message would do it justice. The type of accomplishment that he had for himself and our university. It's great to have the Heisman back in College Station. We had a great season this year. He has multiple chances. To get it again, and I just think that him winning the Heisman and the type of awards that we got on our team this year, the type of All-Americans that we got on this year. I just think it's signifies, where we're going with our program and our university.
You've been played against a lot of great NFL QBs, and you've probably watched a lot of Johnny Manziel. Do you think down the line he can be a very good NFL quarterback?
I mean, most definitely. He's about 6'1". He has all the intangibles. Throwing the ball. He's still young right now, throwing the ball, running the ball. And like I said, he's still young. He still has a long way to go. And I don't think it'd be fair to rule him out of being one of those top guys. Whenever his time may be to enter the draft, because he's displayed everything that that quarterbacks before him have displayed and went on to be successful in the league. So I think he definitely has a chance. But I know him, and I know the one thing on his mind now is just getting better, going back next year and trying to win it again.
Hey, playing against Doug Martin, will that help you play against Ray Rice this weekend?
I mean, Doug Martin and Ray Rice, you know, those guys are two totally different, you know, running backs. Ray Rice has been doing it for a long time. You know, Doug Martin is a great running back too. But I think, you know, Ray Rice, you know, the challenge will be, a lot greater this week going against Ray Rice. And, you know, Vonta Leach, you know, a great fullback. You know, he's probably one of the best fullbacks in the league right now. But like I said earlier, you know, this will be a great measuring stick for, you know, for our team and our defense.
Thanks, Jeff.